Now, I'm sure you'll all know this because you all did your homework every night this week, right? So there's not really any need for me to explain this. All right, well, just in case for those with short memories, if the gradient of y is equal to... Excuse me, ma'am. I didn't realize you were teaching the class from back there. Since you've got so much that you'd like to share, presumably it's all about trigonometry. Maybe you could come up here and finish this equation for the class? No? Suddenly you're not so talkative. Good. Maybe we can keep it that way? Great. Now, as I was saying, if the gradient of y is equal to the tangent of... I don't believe this. Are you for real? I'll keep it simple. Detention after class, and if you keep talking, it will be detention every afternoon for the rest of the week. It's embarrassing that I'd have to treat someone your age like this. You're old enough now to know better. All right, everyone. Sorry the ending of the class was soured. Let's keep it easy tonight. Pages 210 through 215, please. All right, I'll see you all tomorrow. You. Stay. Sit down, here, at the front. You're the oldest student in this class. You're an adult. You should know better. Well, technically, you're supposed to be an adult anyway. What's the deal, huh? No one else disrupts the class like this, not like you do. Every time I hear a disturbance, I look up and I see you doing something. And you're always looking at me when it happens. Every time I look at you, you're already looking at me, which tells me that you know that what you're doing is wrong. This class is boring for you, I get it. I'm not sure why you chose to take it, but you're here now and you're ruining it for the other students. You are ill-mannered, disruptive, rude, and inconsiderate. And I know I have a reputation as being a lenient teacher, but you really push my limits because you're a brat. And even worse, you're a brat who is old enough that it's not cute anymore. Don't you fucking smile at me, young lady. That smile might get you out of trouble with people that think it's cute, but I'm not falling for your bullshit. I know your deal. The student who tries to use her sex appeal to get everyone else wrapped around her little finger. You think I haven't seen it before? There's one in every year group. One who uses it to get what they want. Who even uses it with teachers to get better grades and get away with bad behavior. I know what you're up to. You see the other teachers checking you out, knowing that they're not supposed to, and you think it gives you an advantage. That they'll keep their mouths shut and let you get away with things if you just let them do it. Maybe give them a few sly looks of encouragement. Especially some of the older teachers. The ones who would kill for some attention from someone like you. Tease them just a little in a way that no one else would see. But I see it. And then you're different when you're in my class. In my class, you won't shut the fuck up. In my class, you're more forthright in your need for attention. Why is that? Is it because I don't play along with your games? I think we need a little privacy in here. You think it's okay for you to come in here and misbehave with me? Well, maybe I think it's okay to keep you here and misbehave with you. You might be a student, but you're also an adult now, and you need to learn that things can go both ways. There are consequences for your actions. Stand up. What's the matter? Are you stupid? Stand up. Look at you. You're the hottest student at this school, walking around flaunting it all the time, using it to your advantage any way you can. What's the real reason you elected to take my class, You're obviously not interested in trigonometry. You're always staring at me. You're always trying to get my attention. Is teasing all the other teachers not working for you anymore, Doesn't cut it now? Did you accidentally find one that you actually like? Did you find that suddenly you don't know how to handle it, so you just end up acting like a childish little brat? I am fucking sick of it. It's time to force you into line. Lift up your skirt. Was there something unclear about what I said? I know you're not as stupid as you pretend to be. Lift up your skirt. Pull your panties down. Show me. Come on. Do it. Spread your legs. What's wrong? You weren't expecting me to grab you like this? Welcome to the real world, Missy. Holding you by your pussy while I caress your neck. Squeezing gently. And then, not so gently. Come with me to the back of the room. No. I'll drag you there like this. Drag you by your neck and by your pussy. Come on, little steps. Shuffle along. Come on, back here. Back against the wall. That's it. What's wrong? You didn't think a teacher would ever behave like this, Well, I see the look on your face. You're used to having everyone wrapped around your little finger just because you're so pretty, and you can go around fluttering your eyelids and smiling at everyone, but I can see the look in your eyes right now, and I know that look. It's a look that I really love. It's the look of a pretty girl who understands that she's no longer in control. It's the look of someone who knows that they're in trouble. And what if I start to move my hand like this, I wonder, will the look on your face change? Oh, there it is. Looks like someone's enjoying this. And it feels that way too. All your attention whoring. No one's ever taken you to task like this, have they? All of your little maneuvers, your tiny power plays, your subtle little ways of getting what you want. They seem kind of pathetic now, don't they? I'm not squeezing your neck too hard, am I? I'm trying to be gentle. Or is it my other hand, I thought I was being gentle down here too, but those little sounds that you're making. You're really in trouble, aren't you? For once in my classroom, you don't have much to say. Let's keep it that way, Let's keep your mouth busy. Let's push you down onto your knees. That's it, pretty girl. Down on your knees. And give you some work to keep you occupied during detention, huh? this make you feel like you're put in your place? Your favorite teacher's 8-inch cock right in front of you like that while you're down there on your knees? I am gonna whip you into shape, Missy. I am gonna teach you like no other teacher has ever taught you before. I'm gonna make sure that you learn how to behave yourself. Even if I have to slap you around with this cock. This hard cock. Bully you with it. Slap you across the face with it. Rub it up against your face, Oh, what, you thought just because I'm a teacher and you're a student that it offered you some kind of protection, huh? I know girls like you, and I know how to whip you into line. Now open your mouth and get ready to suck. I'm gonna keep that mouth occupied. And you're gonna reach down and you're gonna play with your clit and you're gonna finger yourself while you suck. While you take it in your mouth. While you prove to me that you can't actually do what you're told. All it takes is the right teacher to understand you. Know how to motivate you. That's it. Know how to get the best out of you. Oh, fuck. Take the whole thing in your mouth. That's it, pretty girl. I'll let you off your homework tonight if you do a good job. In fact, I'll have a different type of homework for you. You're gonna take your dildo, because I know you've got one. You're gonna stick it all the way down your throat. You're gonna teach yourself how to deep throat a cock like this without gagging. If you don't already know, that is. Oh, that's it. Suck that cock. Suck that cock. Suck this fucking cock. I want you to know what it feels like to have this cock in your mouth, filling it up, tasting my pre-cum. I want you to know what this cock feels like when it comes out of your mouth and it slaps you across the face, rubs up against your cheek, fucks you up the side of your face like this. Come on, stand up. Stand up here. Back against the fucking wall. Come on. Back against the fucking wall. I want you to remember what that felt like. You're a fucking whore, aren't you? It's written all over you. Oh, pretty girl. Your pussy is very excited, isn't it? Very fucking wet. Oh, does your clit like that, baby? You're making those noises again. You can't handle it, can you? You've never had a man treat you like this, not properly. You go around acting like you're a goody two-shoes who's also a slut, huh? You want to have it both ways. Giving everyone those slutty eyes. And then acting like you're too innocent to do anything about it. Well, I'm not fucking having it. Come on, baby, hand over your mouth. I want to hear your little whimpers. I want to hear your little moans through my hand. When I slip my fingers into you. Feeling your wetness all over your clit. All inside you. You're so pretty, you're so beautiful, you get whatever you want, don't you? But it counts for nothing in here, in my classroom. In my classroom, you're gonna do as I say from now on. And anytime you're tempted to misbehave, anytime you're tempted to talk, I want you to think about what my cock feels like when it slaps you across the face, when it shoves its way into your mouth. I want you to remember what that feels like, and you're gonna be a good girl for me, and you're gonna behave, aren't you? Yes, what? Yes, sir. A little harder, a little faster. I want you to come for me, whore. You little fucking slut. I want you to fucking come for me. Come for me. Come for me. That's it, good girl. Come on. Come for your favorite teacher. Come on, you fucking slut. That's it. That's it. Fuck. No, you're not getting back off the wall. Hand over your mouth. Fucking come. 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 There. That's it. That's it. There you go, you fucking slut. Okay. Fucking whore. Look at you come. The way your knees go weak. The way your eyes roll back in your head. Maybe you are getting what you want in my classroom after all, huh? Maybe you're getting that and a whole lot more. Well, you're lucky detention is a short one today. Tomorrow, you're gonna behave in class. You're gonna sit silently and you're going to pay attention. You will sit there with your hands folded on the desk in front of you, and you will pay attention to every word I say. You will not take your eyes off me. You will behave yourself. You're going to be a good student for me. Can you do that? Can you obey me? I'll believe it when I see it. So prove it tomorrow. Pull your panties up, straighten yourself up, and get out of here. Detention is dismissed.